Artists Rebecca Nace and Christine Bernroth work out of a converted barn on the Voigt family ranch. They met as students at Pratt Institute, and Becky introduced Chris, who trained as a painter, to her love of sculpture. Chris tells the story of how they started the series called Blackbird Benches. You'll see three examples along the Foss Creek pathway.
The Blackbird Benches started out with an idea from Al, and he kind of just gave us a point to jump off. Yeah, he gave us a piece of paper and a straw, which was shaped like a triangle. And we just kind of jumped off and messed around with the idea, and we both came up with a bunch of different angles and picked six.
They all start out with a triangle. This is why it was a piece of paper first. So it's a flat plane triangle, and both of the ends, the pointed end and the flatter end, are folded in. Some of them are folded more, and they're more like have a radius to them, and they're tilted at different angles.
I think Al's engineering background gave the idea of, yes, it could be done, and then we were able to come up with the creative aspect of how it should look aesthetically and what would look nice to sit on.
Becky says the actual fabrication was not as easy as the project first seemed from the model.
You don't think about how heavy something is or how whatever, you know, because you're like, okay, I'm just going to make this. And then you're like, oh my God, this is like ridiculous. This is 300 pounds, you know, the smaller ones.
To meet the challenge, Becky and Chris worked with an outside fabricator, Van Beber Brothers in Petaluma. Van Beber had the equipment necessary to manipulate such a large, heavy piece of steel.
Our job here was based on fabrication for the Sculpture Foundation. The Peter Farrakis Big Joe piece was the first piece that I worked on here, but that's actually what our purpose is here. So for us to go and work with another fabricator was an interesting aspect.
It was just a fun experience because a lot of times also, like, being women, going to the different shops and things, guys kind of look at you a little weird, like, what are you doing here? Why are you, you know, I mean, like, in there especially, like, it's a big, like, hangar you could drive an airplane into, you know, and it's just guys, like, making loud noises everywhere. There's not a woman in sight, and we just come walking in, and then we're giggling and laughing and having a great time, and they're like, who are you? You know, so.
It's great that we get to work together just for that aspect, too, because there are no women that work there, and there usually aren't very many, if there are, that work in metal shops. So be able to go in together and kind of make a statement and then walk out, and people actually like what we do is really exciting.